From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
After early voting in Maine set records this year, in-person turnout is also heavy. All over the state, voters were lined up before the polls opened, and Portland voters turned out in large numbers. Eric Feliciano works in the medical supply industry. He said he felt obliged to turn out in person in Portland.
We had to do this, you know, and pandemic, no pandemic, it is our duty. So we had to get this done today, and we're here.
Feliciano was one of a couple hundred people lined up this morning at his local polling spot before it was even open. He and others said they were driven to turn out based on a number of issues, not just one candidate or one focus. In Waterville, election warden Roland Halley said that by mid-morning, staff had already processed more than 6,000 absentee ballots, making up more than half of registered voters in the city. Hundreds more had voted in person.
Historically, I've never seen anything like this. No. Presidential elections are usually busy, busier than, say, off-year elections. But I can't remember too many elections where we've had that many people turn out to vote.
Meanwhile, today, Maine is seeing another record number of cases of COVID-19. The state CDC today is reporting 127 new cases. Nearly every county in the state is reporting an increase. The largest is in Cumberland County, where there are 46 additional cases. The number of deaths remains at 148. The total number of active cases across Maine is 1,146. And the Maine Department of Corrections announced today that 72 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. The results were determined through rapid antigen testing. These inmates are now being housed together. In a written statement, the DOC says the vast majority are asymptomatic, while a few report mild symptoms. In addition, there are 9 positive cases of COVID-19 among MCC staff. Universal testing has shown the outbreak is confined to 2 units at the Windham facility. Meanwhile, at the Maine State Prison in Warren, 3 inmates have now tested positive for COVID-19. They joined 3 staff members who were previously diagnosed with the infection. Retesting of inmates and staff will continue through the week. Looking at weather tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, cold overnight with lows in the low double digits to the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, except in the mountains where we'll have partly sunny skies. Highs tomorrow in the high 30s to mid 40s. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy and warmer with highs in the mid 40s up to the mid 60s. Friday, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the high 40s to mid 60s. With the 2020 election season approaching its end, Maine voters look to continue breaking records. Fred Bever reports robust in-person turnout today follows on the heels of unparalleled early voting numbers.
The trend was clear right from early morning.
It's been busier than we thought. I think we've had over 600 people vote this morning for about the first hour and a half. There was a line all the way around the building.
I guess I was just naive. Because normally a light staff in the morning can take it, but I needed probably an extra 2 or 3 people because at one time we just had too many people in the front entry.
Yeah, it was a long wait, it was a long walk. I had to walk a mile to go vote. If I'd have known it was this bad, I probably wouldn't have voted.
That was Falmouth poll worker Maggie Fleming, Skowhegan clerk Gail Pilott, and Waterville voter Bob Chenard, who, by the way, did find the patience to wait out the line and get his ballot counted. Not every voting place was packed, and some reported fairly quiet days, but with more than 500,000 votes already returned in Maine by yesterday, and some clerks reporting that they'd received 70% of their ballots before they even opened the polls today, it seems clear that an unprecedented turnout is on its way in Maine.
The fact that we see strong turnout in person, it's kind of pointing in the way of, I think it'd be fair to describe, historic turnout levels.
Outgoing Secretary of State Matt Dunlap voted in a snowy Old Town this morning before setting out on his traditional Election Day tour of towns and cities around Maine, including a midday stop in Portland. Dunlap says voters responded enthusiastically to the absentee ballot vote request service his office opened in August, And the municipalities, he adds, stepped up to the plate to devise safety protocols to make sure voters and poll workers were protected against transmission of the COVID-19 virus.
We've had a little help. You know, the governor's office and Southern Maine Community College came up with the design of the drop boxes that we were able to obtain when the commercial vendors were basically backordered. And then, of course, you know, L.L. Bean and Flowfold contributed face masks to use for all the polling workers. The towns have adapted marvelously, and the voters have shown great patience. They're here to vote. They're here to run this community and the state and the nation beyond. So things are going pretty well.
That continued into the afternoon. Anna Keller, executive director of the League of Women Voters of Maine, says volunteer observers the league posted around the state are reporting that lines in most precincts have eased.
And we haven't seen any sign of voter intimidation or any of the more serious types of disruption that folks had worried about.
Clerks say Election Day logistics were clearly helped by the decision that half of Maine's registered voters made to get their ballots in early. Some who waited until today said they wanted to follow their ballots all the way through the voting machine. But many also said they did so simply because they like voting the old-fashioned way. David Dyer voted in Belfast.
No, I enjoy the experience of doing it on Election Day. I get why other people did it early. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But I don't know. I always kind of have the same routine, get up, have a cup of coffee, and go and vote.
If you're eligible to vote and haven't yet, you do still have time to grab some coffee and play a role in this historic election. Maine's polls are open until 8 p.m. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And as Mainers turned out to vote in huge numbers, some questioned the integrity of the process, while others expressed concerns about intimidation at polling places. Murray Carpenter reports from Waldo County.
After casting a ballot in Searsmont today, Peter Lang voiced frustration with the evolution of voting in the United States.
I don't trust ranked choice voting. I don't trust anything about the new electoral system. I want to go back to the old-fashioned way they've done it for the last 200 and however many years.
Lang, who says he voted a straight Republican ticket, says if you can't vote in person, you shouldn't be able to vote at all. And he doesn't trust mail-in ballots.
They're finding ballots dumped in the sewer everywhere. Every time you turn on the TV, they're finding another bunch of ballots dumped in somewhere, trash.
Not far away, in the town of Morrill, voter Gil Golub had different concerns about what might be happening at polling places.
After seeing what's been going on in the national news across the country with the intimidation by the Trump campaign.
But Golub, who voted for Democrats across the board, says what he wants most is a fair and orderly resolution.
In the end, I just hope there's peace, you know, no matter which way it goes.
Despite their concerns about the national voting process, Lang and Golub agreed that voting went smoothly in their towns today. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 11. I'm Nora Flaherty.